You almost won the game from the free throw line. Almost.
It's incredible. I mean, you know, you usually think if you only miss three foul shots in a game, you win the game, especially when you shot as many as we shot. But they're the important ones. You got to make the important ones. That's all there is to say.
On the flip side of that, it's the fact that there's only five field goals that you made in the second half. What was not working right, I guess, offensively for the field goal attempts that you did have in the second half?
It came before the attempts. It was the 18 turnovers.
Yep.
So that's 18 less times we get to take a shot. So, it sums it up right there. And they weren't turnovers that they caused by pressuring us. It was us handing them the ball, throwing it into the post, trying to make bounce passes when we should make chest passes over the, just carelessness. Yeah.
On your defensive side of the ball, when they got up nine, you managed to fly them down, especially with that the zone trap. I'm not sure what the 1-3-1 the zone trap is. How effective was that for you tonight?
It's been a mainstay for us. It's what we play. You know, if you've watched our games, we play that at least at some point of every game we've played. So it's what we do. You know, I mean, I never have any. I never have any qualms over how hard we play and how we play, usually defensively. I mean, you know, would they score 59, 56?
Yes, they're going to 56, yeah.
I mean, you're supposed to win that game.
Yeah.
You're supposed to win that game. But, you know, Terry's got them playing hard, and, you know, they made shots when it counted. They made fouls when it counted. I mean, you know, they shoot in the 60s, right? Foul shots? They shot 90 today when it counted.
Yeah.
So... I tip my hat off to him.
Yeah.
How about the job you did on Patton and Mosley, who two of their better outside threats?
Yeah, again, I mean, it comes down to you think you can hold those guys down, you'll win that game. But, you know, we turned the ball over too many times and then gave them too many offensive rebounds. You can't, I mean, that's how Barnett scored, was offensive rebounds. So I don't know how many offensive rebounds did he get.
He's gonna be, you know, I don't know how they can't credit him with any.
Yeah.
They don't credit him with any,
yeah,
but I'm sure he had.
Yeah. Well, they had nine as a team.
Some
probably got credit.
He ball finds its way back to him eventually on normal
classes.
Ivy League weekend back to back.
Yeah.
So now you got to get down and take care of business tomorrow.
Right, and that's the beauty and the curse of this league, and. You know, now you got to go down and your back's against the wall, because if you go two games down in this league, your chances are very slim.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to regroup, and this will be one of those weekends where, you know, they have to figure out, we all have to figure out what to do to snap out of it in less than 24 hours now.
Do you give Harvard more trouble because they've prepared for Yale tonight?
I don't buy that. I think that you have enough time during the week, and with the advent of videotape now, you know what everybody in this league does. Everybody knows. We had 15-some games before any of these teams saw us, so they know how we play. And we're not going to change the way we play. And Harvard's not going to change the way they play. They know what we do. And they're going to be focused on what they do, and I don't think that there is more of an advantage or disadvantage in the preparation at all.
This is more a point of curiosity.
Yeah.
Backing every bit away from the free throw lane on one-on-ones and two shots.
Right.
What's the rationale?
I don't have any empirical data, but having been a player, the chances of getting an offensive rebound on a missed foul shot nowadays, when you only have two guys on the line, is pretty slim. And if you play a trapping defense like us as well as we do, we want to set up for it. So it's a risk-reward ratio type thing.
Okay.
So.